Hello everyone, it's the 25th of July, 2015, Saturday. It's going up for 4:10 in the afternoon. I just thought I'd come on and do a quick update on Iris's progress and how she's settling in and things. So we're on day 3. Well, we'll call it day 3, even though she didn't arrive until Thursday afternoon. We'll call it day 3. Anyway, yesterday I had, I just felt kind of stressed and everything was just doing my head in. So, I mean, I know it were only like second day in, I suppose. But I was left on my own yesterday, so I didn't have no trainer visit. And you know when you get thinking, am I doing this right? Am I doing this wrong? Because it's back to square one again. All guide dog owners will tell you, it's back to square one again. Chuck everything out the window that you know about your previous dog, because you go back to basics. I kept thinking, am I doing this right? So with that, and she woke me up at 5:30. So I thought, well, that's what time they normally are awake, because they get fed between 6 and 7 in kennels. So I went downstairs, I tethered her, I fed Johnny and her, not at the same time. I'm not allowed yet. So then I went back to bed, so that I'm not staying up, and then I got up at 8:30-ish. And Dominic had to go out, so he took Johnny with him, which were fine, because it gave me time with Iris on my own. But then I got thinking, am I doing right thing? Am I doing right thing getting another dog? This isn't fair on Johnny, even though Johnny's retired now. You know, should I just keep him as he is and then get another dog when he's no longer with us? All these things were going through my mind, and I had to tell Iris off a few times, and I don't know. I was just on a real downer. And it was 3 years since my grandma died, and you know, it doesn't hurt as much, but I'll never ever forget, you know. So, and then I'm thinking, well, because Johnny was slowing down, I kind of reduced the workload, and have I got enough work for another dog, especially a young dog? And she's really giddy and bouncy. And don't get me wrong, she's a lovely dog, but there's only so much giddiness and bounciness that I can take in one day. But I suppose, you know, this is what Back to Basics is all about, is learning to control this giddiness and bounciness. And she jumps up, which I don't particularly like, and she licks, which I also don't particularly like. So those are two things that I don't like, to be honest. So I've got to try and get her out of those things. And I just felt so, you know, like when you're being thrown in at the deep end or something. And I know I've been through it all before, twice. But each time before, I trained away. I were away from home. All Johnny's toys have had to be put away, but I've reintroduced a couple. So at least if anybody comes to the door, Johnny's got something to greet people with, which is what he loves to do. So why should he stop enjoying his life just because it's a distraction to another dog? If I've got her on a lead anyway, I can stop her from picking it up, or I can pick Johnny's toy up and move it somewhere else so that Iris can't get it. We did playing yesterday, we did groom. I mean, it was productive, don't get me wrong, but I were all on my own. We hadn't seen anybody until Dominic came home at about 8:45. And I were absolutely shattered. And I have to tether her when I go in kitchen and stuff like that. And I did go up to the shop with my cane to get some milk. So she were left on her own for about 10 minutes because it's only up road. Anyway, today, my trainer's been. She came this morning and she said she were really pleased with us, actually. And she said, I can tell you've been working hard with her. She says, but you must rest. I mean, Iris were up again, awake again this morning at 5:30. But I did send her back to her bed. She woke up again at 6:00 and I sent her back to her bed. Dominic got up at 6:30 anyway because he got to go somewhere and he couldn't take Johnny with him today because it were quite dangerous where he were going. So, you know, you don't want to put Johnny in any danger. So Johnny's been with me all day and that's also been not difficult, but a testing because I've been doing all these things with Iris, you know, the long lead obedience, guide dog owners will know, where you walk away from them and tell them to wait and then go back to them. Well, there's a recall one as well, what you can do on a long lead. So I had to do that, and Johnny were there as well, and he wanted a treat, and I just thought, oh, God, oh. This is, anyway, when my trainer had gone, oh, we've looked at routes as well, when my trainer, which is a good thing, because I know I've got to do with this obedience stuff, I know I have, and I know it's back to basics, I know that, but you know when you just want to get started, just want to get out, this is the only thing, being at home, you're stuck in. At least in an hotel, you can see other people. So
2 minutes and 7 seconds.
So I've got 2 minutes left. Anyway, I've been doing these long lead obedience things today. Looked at routes. And then my trainer left about 12:30. So then this afternoon, instead of tethering, well, I tethered her up so I could go and make a cup of tea. But then what I did, I took my cup of tea outside and put it on the bench, and then I put her on a lead. And all three of us, me, Iris and Johnny, went outside, and Iris laid at my feet where the bench is, and she stayed, and she saw neighbours next door over the fence, and she stayed, and she didn't move. And then I went round back and she saw Margaret also over the fence and I made her sit on grass. They couldn't get to her, but it was just a controlling exercise for me. And then this afternoon we've been doing some work on my computer and both dogs have been laid upstairs with me and they've been fast asleep, curled up together, which is a positive thing because Johnny wouldn't have anything to do with her at one bit. Now he's laid on rug with her, so hopefully it's a step in the right direction, and when Dominic comes home in a bit, we'll have a little play with them both, and hopefully keep improving their relationship as well as Iris's bond with me and Johnny and Dominic. So, and that's about it really. I'm on my own again tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes. And that's about it really, so I'll be back with another update soon. Bye for now.
Pause recording. Button. 13 seconds. Pause recording.